The Book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 5. And Moses called to all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the ordinances which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and observe to do them. Yahweh our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. Yahweh spoke with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time to show you the word of Yahweh. For you were afraid because of the fire and didn't go up into the mount, saying, I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves. You will have no other gods before me. You will not make to you a graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You will not bow yourself down to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the sons, and on the third and on the fourth generation of those who hate me, and showing loving kindness to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You will not take the name of Yahweh your God in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him innocent who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as Yahweh your God commanded you. 6 days you will labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to Yahweh your God. You will not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male slave, nor your female slave, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger who is inside your gates, that your male slave and your female slave may rest as well as you. And you will remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, Yahweh your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as Yahweh your God commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may go well with you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. You will not kill, neither will you commit adultery, neither will you steal, neither will you bear false witness against your fellow man, neither will you covet your fellow man's wife, neither will you desire your fellow man's house, his field, or his male slave, or his female slave, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your fellow man's. These words Yahweh spoke to all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them on two tables of stone and gave them to me. And it came to pass, when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, while the mountain was burning with fire, that you came near to me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And you said, Look, Yahweh our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God does speak with man, and yet he still lives. Now therefore why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Yahweh our God anymore, then we will die. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have, and lived? You go near, and hear all that Yahweh our God will say, and you speak to us all that Yahweh our God will speak to you, and we will hear it and do it. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me. And Yahweh said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken to you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such a heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their sons forever. Go say to them, You return to your tents. But as for you, you stand here by me, and I will speak to you all of the commandment and the statutes and the ordinances which you will teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. You will observe to do therefore as Yahweh your God has commanded you. You will not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You will walk in all the way which Yahweh your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you will possess.